the Public News Service Daily Newscast, January the 20th, 2026. I'm Mike Zifford. President Donald Trump has said he no longer feels obliged to think only of peace after he was not awarded the Nobel Peace Prize last year. In a message to Norway's Prime Minister, Jonas Gahr Støre, Trump blamed the country for not giving him the prize. That from the BBC. The report in his reply to Trump, Støre explained that an independent committee, not the government of Norway, awards the prize, which last October went to Venezuela's opposition leader, Maria Corina Machado. Meantime, as ICE steps up enforcement in Massachusetts, organizations aiding survivors of sexual and domestic violence say fewer people are using their services.
Undocumented immigrants and refugees already face challenges in seeking help over fears of deportation. Nithya Butternoth with the nonprofit Jane Doe Inc. says the growing number of ICE agents in neighborhoods is keeping people home.
We've heard from programs who are the ones working directly with survivors that they've seen ICE agents in parking lots. I think surveillance is a huge thing, right? And that just really, really makes survivors fear even seeking services.
Butternoth reminds survivors that confidential support and safety resources are still available statewide, and she urges everyone to know their rights before encountering an ICE agent. I'm Catherine Carley.
Democratic lawmakers in the Congress have introduced the No Secret Police Act, which would require ICE agents to clearly wear identification and ban them from wearing masks. And groups that fight for clean elections in Nevada say they are concerned about an organized challenge to voter rolls called the Pigpen Project.
The Pigpen Project's blog says it has recently conducted Zoom training to introduce volunteers to a web-based tool designed to spot inconsistencies in voter registrations. Carrie Dermick is the Nevada State Director for the nonpartisan nonprofit All Voting is Local. She says voter challenges are legal, but by law they must be brought on the grounds of personal knowledge.
Personal knowledge is defined as firsthand knowledge through an experience or observation of facts on the ground under penalty of perjury. So our concern is what tactics are they using to get that personal knowledge on these challenged voters.
The Pigpen Project is sponsored by Las Vegas-based nonprofit Citizen Outreach Foundation, whose logo carries the tagline, Irritating Liberals Since 1992. I'm Suzanne Potter.
And a proposed aluminum recycling plant is prompting health concerns among rural Arizona residents. Chantel Bolia with No Desert Data Center Coalition says the recycler is more than a local issue.
Within all of these fights is this common thread of these billion-dollar companies coming to our communities, taking what they want and leaving us to pick up the pieces.
Aluminum Dynamics, who will own the facility, has said it will collect, melt, and recast scrap metal into large slabs of aluminum, creating minimal waste in the process. This is Public News Service. A new report on racial equity shows signs of a recession among Black Americans and changes to workforce policy threatening economic gains.
The Joint Center for Political and Economic Studies annual State of the Dream 2026 report finds Black unemployment at over 7%, with large swings in youth unemployment month to month. Though study co-author Kayla Elliott says Biden-era legislation was responsible for new job training programs in North Carolina.
We saw great collaboration in North Carolina around these new opportunities in clean climate jobs and clean energy and around semiconductor production and around increasing these new short-term programs to get folks into jobs with good wages.
The report found workforce policy changes in 2025 brought increasing support for apprenticeships, but programs that advance Black workforce participation were cut. Brett Pivoteau reporting.
Next to Indiana, where emergency rooms are seeing more young kids sick with the flu, more than 1 in 10 children arriving at ER statewide are there because of flu symptoms. More from our Joey Lurie.
Children 4 and younger account for the largest share of those visits. In Marion County, nearly 13% of children have needed emergency care. The statewide rate is even higher. At an indoor playground in Indianapolis, staff now clean surfaces more often and rotate toys to reduce the spread of illness. Indiana parent Kelly Delp says vaccinations make her more comfortable letting her kids play in shared spaces.
We've had a few bouts of this and that, so we try to stay home if we're sick, doing whatever we can to kind of be responsible members of the community.
The surge comes during the nation's second worst flu season in the past 15 years, with an estimated 15 million cases nationwide. Health officials say Indiana remains in the high to very high range for respiratory illness. This story was produced with original reporting from Tim Spears for Wish TV.
Finally, the Louisiana Wildlife and Fisheries Commission is advancing a plan to reduce a protective no-fishing buffer for the industrial menhaden or pogie fishery from a half mile to a quarter mile off the coast.
The move is intended to provide economic benefits for fishermen and limit fish spills. Captain Keith Herc Bergeron, a charter guide from Grand Isle, says the industry's push to fish in shallower water is a sign of trouble and will lead to devastating bycatch.
Last year, they killed 75,000 bull reds, and one bull red lays 1 million eggs. There's probably more. So you're wiping out 75 million redfish if you really want to count it like that. It's unbelievable.
The commission is accepting public comment on the proposed rollback until the end of the week. Bycatch refers to the unintentional capture of marine life when fishing. After that, the commission can still amend the plan, and the state legislature can also review and potentially reject it through oversight committees. I'm Tramell Gomes.
This is Mike Clifford for Public News Service, member and listener supported, Fighter Trust Indicators at publicnewsservice.org.